I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Well, hey, my baby. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of everything that you are doing. You do so many good things while you're up there on the radio, in addition to just being a great radio host. I'm also very happy that you are there and not here, where we are thinking about building an ark to survive this. But we're going to be okay, and you're going to be okay. But I'm so proud of you. Walk well. Have a great time. All right. So what? No. Stop. What? Oh, for Christ's sake.
Can't imagine where Kennedy gets it from. That is MB Kennedy's mom calling to congratulate you on your wicked long walk.
Technology can be vexing at times, Carson. Just, you know.
I love when she said walk well.
Walk well.
Well, walk well.
Yeah. She's a good doobie.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1, always streaming on the Odyssey app. And again, if you missed the total, we're at now 4,000. Wait, let me just see, because I think people are still donating. 46,689.
Wow.
Which is a long way from the 5,000 that we set out to raise.
It was. Yeah, when I was when I spoke with Kathy yesterday at the end, you know, she said, like, we just had lunch a couple of weeks ago talking about this idea, and I think we were hoping to get $5,000. Mm-hmm. Like, we thought that would be massive. That would be huge. Mm-hmm. And look at us now.
Yeah.
It's just so cool.
It is.
It's really, just so cool.
It is really cool. Kevin wanted to say something to Kevin. Excuse me. Wanted to say something to Kennedy. Good morning, Kevin.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for doing the walk. I know it means a lot to a lot of people. Personally, I've struggled with my mental health most of my life, and I think if this was around when I was a kid, I probably would have used it.
Oh.
I was like the second person to donate because I just. I think you're an inspiration to people, and hearing you talk about your time at McLean Hospital and your mental health struggles really motivated me to take more ownership of my mental health, and I started seeing a therapist and all that and getting on medication.
Aww.
So you help so many people that you'll never know.
Well, buddy, I'm just so proud of you for taking ownership of your stuff. It's the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get started and you get yourself a plan, not like it's the easiest road, but at least you've got some water stations along the way. And I'm just really proud of you.
You're like the George Bailey of Mix 104.1 at the end of the movie there where everybody's coming in and just dumping money on the table.
That's a great analogy. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
That was kind.
Yo, I can't do this all morning.
What was it yesterday? Crying and walking.
At least you're dry today while you're crying.
You're indoors.
Yeah, the only water's from your eyes this time.
Poor Kennedy. Even her just getting in and out of her chair in the studio has been something to behold.
Yes, and I'm getting on an airplane later.
I know. Kennedy and I are flying to California later this afternoon for a radio conference. And so we're going to spend the next 6 hours on a plane.
Did you get extra leg room?
Oh, Dan, I'm flying first class. Trust me.
Oh, you bougie bee.
That's me.
Was it easier or harder than you thought? Because you trained almost nothing for this.
I've done half marathons with no training either. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
I don't endorse that. I think training is really, really part of it. But, you know, it just passed by so quickly. I think, we knew we wanted to finish by 10. And so that we were hell bent on doing that.
Right.
And so we just kind of kept putting one foot in front of the other. And, you know, I took shower, I iced my feet, and I've been taking my ibuprofen and whatnot. Yeah. But, you know, I'm a 53-year-old human being, so my hips feel some kind of way.
Your
this
hips
morning.
Are lying today.
My hips are feeling some kind of way this morning. Yeah.
I asked you at 5:30 when you started yesterday. I was like, did you stretch? Like, I knew I forgot something.
From the 508, Kennedy.
Yeah.
In all caps, Kennedy for president.
No, I do not want any of that smoke. Thank you, though.
I feel like there's a button around that says that.
She has a hard enough time dealing with two people every day on 330 million.
You know.
From the 774, Kennedy, you can thank us by doing another show with you and Carson. Oh, I love that. Bring back two-man band.
Can
From the 508, I knew when Kennedy set her original goal at 5,000 that we would crush that goal. You guys are the best radio station with the best listeners around.
That is a fact.
And Mr. X came through in a wonderful way yesterday, too, if you missed this.
Every word you say, every step you take, I am so proud of you for everything you do for Samaritans, for mental health. You are such a hero. I love you for it so much. And your butt is going to look so good when you're done with this walk.
The important things.
I'm like, and he sent like three or four of them, and I'm like, I cannot. I can't send any of these.
Oh,
so you know, I can't send any of these.
Why?
I want to hear the director's cut.
I bet you,
Mr.
do.
X unfiltered.
I bet you do.
It's like the Zapruder tapes, Dan. What did Mr. X actually say that we couldn't air?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.